Welcome to Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher, Deborah Ross. In some ways, marriage reflects God's covenant love for us. It should mirror our personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But divorce is never a part of God's perfect plan. And unfortunately, many of us are broken people, sometimes even married to another broken person. With more on how divorce is not God's best, here's Deborah Ross.
Did you know that God hates divorce? He does not hate divorced people. He hates divorce because divorce hurts people. And God loves people. What He has joined together is not meant to be pulled apart. But you know, in today's society, the devil has skillfully created many exemptions to staying married until death do us part. Sadly, even the church has fallen into the 50 percentile of marriages that don't make it until the end. Friend, we need to understand that God wants our family whole. He's on our side. Being resolute in believing for the salvation of our household, it establishes fertile ground for God to work a miracle. Today's topic is family wholeness. Divorce is not God's best. Now, this is a tough subject because 50% of the people or more have either gone through a divorce or either have been children of a divorced family or maybe they're going to go through a divorce. But that's not God's best. God wants your family whole. He loves you. He knows that divorce hurts people and He wants people to not be hurt. So what does God's Word say about marriage and divorce and all of these things that our culture brings at us? Well, I want to remind you of something. You know, most of us, when we got married, we said something like this. We said, "I promise to love you for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, for better, for worse." Now, when we got married, we probably didn't think much about these vows. If you were young when you got married, you were so excited about getting married. All you could think about was your wedding dress, your wedding cake, the church decorations, and your honeymoon, and all these exciting things. But the fact of the matter is, we made a holy commitment, a covenant, to love our spouse, for rich or for poor, in sickness and in health, for better, for worse. Now, let's break that down to real life because, you know, marriage is about real life. I mean, it starts out all fun and glamorous and romantic, but pretty soon when real life hits, there's going to be bills, there's going to be sickness, there's going to be trouble, there's going to be stinky feet, there's going to be all kinds of things that drive us crazy. So let's break this down. What does it mean? You know, I think so many times people say, "I will love you as long as we can pay our bills. I will love you as long as we never have financial problems." But you see, they made a commitment to love for richer, for poorer. Or maybe they say, "I'll love you as long as you look good. I'll love you as long as you're active and you don't cause me any inconvenience. As long as you are physically able to be intimate with me, I'm going to love you." But that's not our commitment. Our commitment to a holy God was in sickness and in health. Or maybe we say, "Well, you know, I'll love you, just don't let anything bad happen." Well, we said for better, for worse. And what I like to tell people is this: what did you think worse was? I mean, really. Worse for some people might be, and this is bad, but this is life. It could be alcoholism. It could be adultery. I don't know what the issues are. But broken people do broken things. And when we marry another person, oftentimes we don't marry a whole person. We marry a broken person because society has raised up a generation of people who are broken. And so we come together thinking we're going to make a whole person, but we don't. We actually have two broken people instead of one whole person or two whole people. So when worse happens, what are you going to do? Are you going to stay in the fight? Are you going to love and be committed to this relationship, or are you going to bail? You know, too many people are entering into a covenant relationship with a contract mentality. Now, let me give you an example of this. A covenant is, I love you no matter what. No matter what happens, I will be there for you. A contract is, I will love you until. I'll love you until. You better not cross this line right here because that's where my love stops. So where is the commitment? Where is the till death do us part? You know, no one ever said marriage was easy. A lot of things in life are not easy. A lot of things are not fair. But we have to press on. In fact, it's not easy to follow Christ. Being a Christian is not easy. And our marriage should be a picture of our relationship with Christ Jesus. It's a picture of our Christian faith. We are the bride of Christ. We are committed to Him and we persevere until the end. We will remain in Him through good times and bad times. Nothing can shake our faith. That's the way our marriage should be. Now, a good marriage is where both people are giving. Both people are trying to please the other. A dysfunctional marriage is where one person gives more than the other. But you know what? Think about Jesus. He always gives more to us than we deserve. So really, our relationship with Him is dysfunctional because we are not capable of giving back to Him what He gives to us. Yet He loves us anyway. Friend, so often we use the D word in our marriage. So often we hear people when they first get married talk about the D word. You know, well, if this doesn't work out, then we'll just go find another. But I want to challenge you to take the D word out of your vocabulary. Take it out. It doesn't belong. Because when you make a commitment to your spouse, when you say, I do, when you make a covenant relationship, I will love you in spite of, not I will love you until. There's no room for the D word. There's no room for the what ifs. What if it doesn't work out? There's no room for the options. Marriage is for life. Close the door on divorce. Again, too many people are entering into a covenant relationship with a contract mentality. A covenant is I will love you no matter what. And a contract is I will love you until. Friend, marriage is God's idea. It's God's idea. Now, I want to read you something in Matthew 19, verses 1 through 9. It says, And it came to pass when Jesus had finished these sayings that he departed from Galilee and came to the region of Judea beyond the Jordan, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. The Pharisees also came to him, testing him and saying to him, Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason? And Jesus answered and said to them, Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this reason shall a man leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. And listen at this, the two of them shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate. And of course, they said to him, Well, why did Moses then give a certificate of divorce and allowed us to put our wives away? And Jesus said, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say to you, whosoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery. And whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery. These are tough words from Jesus. But let's break this down. God intended for our marriage to last until death do us part. When he said, you are no longer two, but you become one, friend, a divorce literally is like ripping your arm off because you are supernaturally made into one person. Your hearts are knit together. And when you go through a divorce, it's painful. It's painful. And for some people, it's a scar that will never go away. Divorce is painful. And God knows this. And He loves people. And He doesn't want people to hurt. He wants people to be free in him. Then the scripture also says that Moses gave a bill of divorcement because of the hardness of our heart. You see, even in the case of the awful thing called adultery, even in that case, divorce is not God's best. Now, I know I've been through it, and I know it's awful. It's difficult. It's painful, and you feel like you're going to die. But the Bible says that we have to forgive. We have to forgive. So even if we divorce, we still have to forgive. And so if we're going to truly forgive somebody, can we not just work towards reconciliation, work towards healing, work towards salvation? You know, it could be that our spouse or us, we're not born again. We're not Christians. And so how can we even make it in this crazy world without the glue of God holding us together? Only as a child of the King, only as someone who has their mind transformed to understand how to live a Christian life, how to be a good husband, how to be a good wife. So if you're praying for your spouse today and they're doing everything wrong, which a sinner sins, so they're going to do everything wrong, can you forgive them? Can you pray for reconciliation? Can you pray for their salvation? Pray for their salvation. Maybe you say, oh, well, they are saved. Well, okay, they go to church every Sunday maybe. Do they read their Bible? Do they pray? Do they lead their family in worship? Friend, we're known by our fruits. Pray for your spouse. Pray that they are 100% sold out to the Lord, because God loves your family. He wants you whole. He wants you to make it. And you can only make it in Christ Jesus. He hates divorce. He doesn't hate divorce people. He loves people. He hates what divorce does to people, because divorce hurts people. So my prayer for you today is that you will persevere, that you will seek the Lord. If you're having marital problems today, I pray that you will call out to God and you'll say, God, would you show me the way? Would you help me? Now, friend, if you're in an abusive situation, you need to have separation, because you don't need to be abused and the children don't need to be abused. But it doesn't necessarily mean divorce. You seek God. You ask Him for the answers, because He is the one who can make impossible things a reality. And He wants your family to be saved more than you do, because He loves you, He loves people, and He loves generations. You know, the lie is the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. And today, men and women alike are flaunting, they're obsessing, they're coveting, they're sharing, they're flirting, they're cheating, they're drinking and drugging their marriages into a cheap, expendable relationship of Russian roulette. But family wholeness, my friend, is a valuable treasure that needs to be cultivated. God loves you. He loves your family. He wants your family whole.
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to DeborahRossMinistries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at DeborahRossMinistries.org.